warning that some listeners may find the details in the report that we're turning to now distressing, because as you've been hearing on the news, a 53-year-old man who became the first person to be convicted of coercive control following a trial has been jailed for 10 and a half years. Daniel Kane from Scariff House, Waterville Terrace in Blanchardstown, viciously and callously attacked his victim between 2018 and 2020 and then tried to get her to withdraw her statements and prevent the trial going ahead. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us with more on this. This was the day for the sentencing, Paul, of Daniel Kane.
That's correct, Brian. Daniel Kane is a hairdresser. It's the first time he's been named. Caridhan Nadu, who's the senior counsel for the DBP, acknowledged that previously Mr. Kane had been granted anonymity by the court, but as of today, they said that there was no reason in law why he couldn't be identified, and therefore we are able to identify him. He was a carer for his ageing parents. He lived in Blanchardstown. His victim, a 43-year-old educated woman, moved in, and the abuse and violence began and continued for 20 months. It was the 20th time she was hospitalised that Dr. Niamh Collins became so concerned that she contacted the Gardaí. She was a doctor at Blanchardstown Hospital. She spoke to Sergeant Michael Egan. The investigation began. The woman made statements and gave evidence in court. And she told the court that shortly after they got together, Kane stubbed his cigarette out on her foot and burnt it for no reason. He also cut her face and neck with a pizza slicer, threatened to drown her, stamped on her head and arm, breaking her arm. She had surgery on her nose on one occasion, and he headbutted her on the nose, even though she was injured there. He also gradually isolated the woman. She couldn't go to the shops on her own. He began answering her phone. Her friends stopped calling. He took her money every week, told her she was a disgrace, a waste of space. She spent nights in women's aid shelters, but she said herself, such was the control he had over her, that she went back. He was arrested and charged, but even in spite of this, he attacked her while on bail, and he also told her that he would circulate naked images and videos he had of her on the internet and send them to her family if she didn't withdraw the allegations against him. He was again charged by the Gardaí after they investigated these new offences. He was refused bail. And as the judge pointed out today, from these threats and violence, he moved over to declarations of love, marriage, and even threatening to harm himself, complaining that he couldn't do time in jail. He tried, but he failed to get his victim to withdraw her statements. Then he pleaded not guilty, went through a full trial, which lasted 22 days before becoming the first person to be convicted of coercive control following a trial.
It was really, really brave what you did. It took great courage, it took great resilience, and it took a lot to stick with this throughout. You have given yourself the opportunity to turn your life around, but not only your life, but you have been an inspiration to a number of other women throughout not only Ireland but beyond Ireland as well. They have found the inspiration from your actions to come forward. And a lot of them, since the last court date, have come forward and told their stories. Thank you for telling your story in the manner which you did. You can be forever more proud of that. And as you go through your recovery, we wish you every good health and success in your life into the future.
That's Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy, Brian, thanking the victim for coming forward. And during that interview outside, he also warned other offenders, people like Daniel Kane, to stop and get help. He specifically warned them that domestic violence is a criminal offence. They would be prosecuted. Judge Elma Sheehan said today that perhaps what was particularly troubling about this case was Kane's failure at any stage to accept his wrongdoing and the harm he had caused. And she sentenced him to 12 and a half years in prison, with the final 2 years suspended on condition that he engages with the probation services and completes anger management and victim empathy courses.
Very good, Paul Reynolds. Thank you for that. And if you or anyone you know is concerned about anything raised in that report, you can contact Women's Aid. They have a helpline. The number is 1-800-341-900. That's the Women's Aid 24-hour helpline, 1-800-341-900. There are also further details of supports available on rte.ie/helplines.